Hi, I'm Chelsea Luters, and I just transferred to San Diego State from the Santa Rosa Junior College. I lived in Novato. It's about 20 minutes north of San Francisco, and I lived there for about the past 4 years. Before that, I grew up in Cotati. It's a little town about 30 minutes north of Novato, and I lived there my whole life. I had never moved before I went to Novato. Cotati is just a country town. There's not a high school in it, so I had to go to high school in a different town. It's really small, very country. Everyone has horses. There's big fields and cows everywhere. And then I moved to Novato, and it's a little bit more of the city life. Definitely, the community has more money there. It's in Marin County, which is one of the richest counties around there. Definitely a change, but I'd say the biggest change is absolutely moving to San Diego. There's a lot more people here. There's always something to do. Everything is open 24 hours, it seems. It's a busy life here. And going to San Diego State, it's a different change as well. Back going to Santa Rosa Junior, there was a lot of people that went there. It's, I think, second or third in the nation, so it's ranked pretty high. And the class sizes, though, there's only 30 people in the class, maybe 40. I mean, there were some lecture halls, but definitely not like San Diego. In San Diego, all my classes have about 300 or 400 people in them, and it's definitely not a one-on-one type of teaching and student situation, which is fine, but it was a little more homey back where I came from. I'm only planning on spending 2 years at San Diego State. I just came here to finish some of my prereqs because I want to get into the radiology program at CSUN, which I'll be transferring to after I leave San Diego. I actually was accepted there this semester, but I didn't like the area in Northwest LA, and the school, although it's known for their medical everything, it's just not a nice school compared to State. State was much better. I like the beach look town, and it's a much nicer place here. So I want to do radiology when I go to CSUN. There's only about 3 schools in the nation that offer it as a bachelor's degree, and Northridge is actually one of those. That's why I want to go there. I want a bachelor's degree. A lot of schools offer it as a certificate, including the JC I came from, but if I'm going to go to college for this many years, I'd rather get a bachelor's. And as a radiologist, I'll be doing MRIs and CAT scans, x-rays, angiography, tomography, and it's just normal stuff like x-rays or where they put little cameras up people's veins to scope everything out. So that's what I want to do. I was a biology major and I wanted to be some kind of doctor, but I decided that I'd have enough of the chemistry after a couple years. So I moved a little towards a less intense major, although radiology is still pretty strong. So I have to be accepted to the program at CSUN, which is why I want to get good grades at State so I can have better chances of being accepted there. It's definitely a rigorous program to get into. You have to go in front of a board and do internships, and there's a lot of requirements. You actually have to be attending Northridge before you can be accepted. So after I transfer here, I'm going to have to go there and take classes for about a semester before I can even apply to the program. So I already know what I have to do for my prereqs to get into the program, and Physics 1 and Physics 2 are part of the requirements, and it's important for me to do well in them because I want to have a good chance of being accepted. In fact, if I don't get a grade, which I'm hoping for, I'm actually going to take the class again because, I mean, I want to be able to prove that I understand the knowledge well enough to get a good grade, and I think that'll help me out when I'm going on to Physics 2 anyways, understanding Physics 1 better. So physics really affects my future because it's going to affect me getting into the program that's going to be my career later in life. And I think physics also provides a comprehensible understanding of the world. I mean, like, you can take an equation and apply it to everyday life and you can get a numerical value. And I think that makes the world make sense and organizes things. The purpose of the problem-solving method is to compute numerical values for problems without having to guess and check. Like, if you want to know the chances of you hitting a baseball out of the stadium, you can compute that using information you're given, and you'll actually know how far you have to hit it and how hard you're going to have to hit it and the angle at which it's going to have to make with the horizontal, and you'll be much more likely to get the baseball over the fence because you're going to know on the first couple tries the numbers that you need to be reaching. So, I like college. It's definitely different from the JC, but I do like state a lot. It's really beautiful here. I like my job here. I'm a server like I was at home, but definitely better restaurant. From college, I expect it to help me grow as a person. I mean, there's more social aspects to this college. There's more group projects. The JC, it wasn't group. Everyone was very independent. You studied on your own. There wasn't study sessions. I have a lot of study sessions at State with friends I met from classes. People care more about helping each other, and in turn, it helps them as well. I mean, if you study as a group, you're more likely to maybe remember something that was funny that'll help you on your test later, or somebody can explain something to you maybe that you didn't understand, and they can explain it in words that will help you remember it. So I also expect to become more educated from college, obviously. That's why everyone is in school, to be educated, and I'd like to get a bachelor's degree, and that's the goal, even further perhaps. That's a couple years away, but I have time to think about it. I expect to make friends, which is already starting to happen. Learn life values. You know, college here is teaching me that even though there's a lot to do at all hours of the night, you still have to have your priorities straight with homework and studying. And I also expect college to help me jumpstart my career. I mean, I've seen people get lucky that haven't gone to college and ended up with good careers, but for the most part, definitely college is the key to making money, earning, you know, the better jobs, the higher paying jobs, the jobs with more responsibility and more management and more leadership. And I think college helps with that because you're not just learning information about your career, you're learning the values needed to do really well at that career.